It's 2:05 then on BBC Radio Solent with Lou Han, and I'm here through until 6 o'clock this evening. This is a quirky little story. Hundreds of Royal Navy life rafts are finding new lives as handbags and backpacks. It's to stop them going to landfill and also to raise money for two charities. We're going to, hopefully in a second, speak to Bob Field, who's from the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity. But joining me now is Paul Napthine, who's CEO at youth charity Awesome Chance. Paul, thanks ever so much for coming onto the programme. I love the name of your charity, by the way, Awesome Chance, spell O-A-R. It's brilliant.
Exactly, it does what it says on the tin. It does what it says on the tin.
It absolutely does.
And oars, as it were. So it works very well.
Really like it. Just explain a little bit about this whole concept then, and what's going on, how it all works.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, we're a youth charity working with young people that have been excluded or are at risk from the education system. And we have, and I remember 2 years ago starting working at Awesome Chance and seeing this project that we have, our social enterprise, which is called Canvas Works, which comes under the Awesome Chance banner. And it is exactly, it's a recycling project. We turn old sails into usable product bags, wallets, we make awnings out of them, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember about 10 months ago being at a meeting at the historic dockyard. And this kind of concept was mentioned about the fact that the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity had access to a scrapyard, which was very exciting for us at Awesome Chance because we wanted to go and have a look around. But yeah, they just basically a lot of old life rafts in particular and life vests that were destined for landfill. And the Royal Marines, Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity, for a number of years have been trying to find a partnership by which they could actually turn these products into something. So that's where it all kind of started from, really. And basically, you know, a few months ago we had a couple of life rafts tip up at the workshop. During the workshop, the kids were all like, what's this all about? And we were very fortunate to be basically given the green light by the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity to just, you know, make some bags and see what happens. And you know, fast forward, tomorrow we've got a launch event where we've got 100 products, backpacks, wallets, document wallets, and loads of other stuff there, basically showing what you can do if you put your minds to it in that kind of world of recycling. So yeah, they won't be going to landfill, they'll be going on people's backs and going around the world, hopefully.
It's such a story to have as well if you've got one of these objects. Paul, I'll come back to you in just a second and talk more about what's going on tomorrow, but let's just bring in Bob Field, who's from the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity. Bob, afternoon to you. We've heard a little bit about the background to this, but the idea from your perspective, tell me more about how it all came about.
Hi. So I used to be in the Navy, and obviously I was quite aware that every ship, aircraft, submarine has some sort of life-saving equipment. And I used to work in the logistics department. So I had an inkling that this stuff, when it reaches its end of life, shelf life, etc., it was being disposed of. So I did some digging and some research and found it was indeed going to landfill. An expense to the MOD as well. So spoke to some friends and colleagues and managed to get hold of one. We were always conscious of keeping it local. So we spoke to Portsmouth University, who the design team there had a go and the project proved it was possible to do this work. And then we worked with a couple of other organisations who took it to the next step, but we could never really get it to market. You know, the Navy's very busy and lots going on in the world. And I think we were just about to call it a day around about this time last year when we came across Paul and Awesome Chance and the stars have all aligned. The Navy have now set up a sustainability and climate change organisation who are fully on board with us now as well. So the circle's been closed and like Paul says, we're ready to go tomorrow and bring this stuff to market.
It's such a brilliant concept. So, Paul, going on tomorrow then, this sort of big launch, what's going to be happening exactly?
Yeah, so the launch event is from 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock at the Boathouse 4 at the historic dockyard. So we've invited, you know, a number of people that have been involved in the process. We're going to be getting some people on the machines and having a go. Well, one of the things I like most about tomorrow is that our students are coming to the event. So the sort of students that sometimes people would hide away for people coming around and visiting. No, we're super proud and we get to get them, you know, over there. as well to go and see, to see what, you know, to meet these people and talk about the work that we do. So and just say we've got a lot of guests from both sides of both different charities invited, a range of different people. The bags will all be on display. We'll hopefully sell a few. That would be nice. And then, yeah, it's really just a chance to launch everything and really talk about it and kind of put the partnership on the map. For me, it's occasionally you hit a sweet spot with a charity, and that's what we've kind of done here. It's just been a pleasure to work with RNRMC, and long may it continue.
As Bob said, I think all the stars have definitely aligned. Thank you so much to both of you, Bob and Paul, for joining me here on BBC Radio 7. Good luck with that launch tomorrow then. And if you would like to find out more about this, if you want a handbag that's come from a life raft, I mean, what's not to love about that? It's the ultimate in recycling, sustainability, but being really cool as well. You can go online and look at the products there. The website then, www.rnrmc.org.uk, rnrmc.org.uk. Brilliant, brilliant idea. I will get a look at the news at 5 with Ali after this.